You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
You're on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you. 11 minutes gone on your 9.
And Simo, did your electricity drop out over the weekend?
Not that I noticed. What time was this?
No, it didn't. It didn't for me either, and that's because we don't live in South Lanarkshire,
okay,
which is in Scotland.
Mm.
Hope I said that name right. Probably didn't.
Is their grid not stable?
Their grid's stable. Well, okay, it was stable until a giant bull decided to come and... I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
So the bull is named Ron, 4 years old, managed to knock a transformer off a pole during a vigorous scratch of its behind. So the bull in question had an itchy bum. It's the technical term.
Next thing you know, you've knocked the power out.
And was scratching it, because obviously hooves can't get round to the back to scratch.
Yeah.
And managed to knock a transformer box, which is one of those boxes, on top of telegraph poles, those massive boxes. To be honest, not 100% sure what they do, but there's a lot of electricity, and I'm sure knocking one to the ground is not a good thing.
No, well, I had one of the smaller... How big was this one? This one obviously wasn't... Because they have the really big ones at the power stations, and you can't get in there. It's fenced off.
Yeah, no, it wasn't one of them.
No, I had...
The bull didn't jump a fence or something and just abseil down just to scratch the bum on one of them.
Sometimes you see on top of the Stobie poles, you see they're not the biggest, but definitely you see a transformer.
Yeah.
Right? Had one of those.
Transformer box, not like one of the Transformers, the characters.
Not quite. Yeah.
So that they're not making any movies anymore, no? They're just chilling at the top of Stobie poles.
But we had one explode out the front of my house when I was growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, true.
So what? So it's one of the poles.
It was pretty scary, actually.
I would imagine it was.
Sparks were all over the joint. And then the grass didn't grow back for like a month. For ages.
I think that's just normal for grass, though.
No, Dad was pretty proud of his lawn. You know how they...
Dads are, though.
Yeah.
It's just a dad thing.
He's in a group, like a messenger group, and they send photos of each other's lawns to each other. And then the only thing they do to respond is they write the word lush. And then if it's no good, they just don't write anything.
Can I please join this group? Even though I don't have a lawn or house, I'll just get a picture of like the MCG or something like that and go, yeah, this is mine. Jealous.
Small thrills. So yeah, the front lawn was absolutely screwed when the transformer went in our front yard.
Anyway, back to this bull.
Yeah.
So it was scratching its behind so vigorously that it knocked the transformer box off the top of the pole. Fortunately, the bull was all right. Managed to avoid the box, the transformer box, as it fell to the ground, which is kind of lucky because it would have given off like an 11,000 volt shock.
Hell. Yeah,
which
right.
is quite a lot.
Electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So 800 homes this knocked out power over the weekend. It's all back up now, which is nice. I've got some quotes from the farmer. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, yes. No, yep. Big fan.
So he said, we got up around 6 a.m. and we saw a big generator sitting at the bottom of our road, all linked up to the poles. We thought, that's a bit strange.
Yeah, no, that's good spotting. Mm-hmm. I spy. That's the greatest game of I spy ever. Didn't see that one coming.
Mm-hmm.
I spy with my little eye. Damaged transformer.
So he posted the story online. It's had about 20,000 likes, kind of gone viral in their area of Scotland. They want to... This bull's name is Ron. There's a bit of a petition to maybe change it to Sparky.
Nice. Like it.
All we can hope for is that Sparky's perhaps newfound fame can maybe buy him a non-electrified scratching pole for next time his buttocks need a bit of a scratch.
Little rubber shoes for his hooves.
I mean, you're thinking if he does this again, the rubber won't conduct electricity, he'll be fine.
Yep.
I'm saying, why don't we just get a pole, which has nothing to do with electricity and is completely off the grid, where he can scratch his behind.
Oh, that's true. That's good thing.
Therefore... the 800 residents don't have to be plunged into darkness next time this cow gets a scratchy bum.
Ron was his name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess. Ron.
What you're going through is like, Ron, nah, I don't think that's the right name for a bull.
Well, that's true.
Bulls are more Freds in my mind.
No, they actually have names, especially for like the breeding, like purposes. So like if you want to get a really good stock, you get a really kind of attractive bull.
Okay.
So they get a bit of a rep.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, so I think like in SA there was like a real good one called Junction, another one called Socks. So they have quite, so that one was Ron, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, no, I wouldn't be booking Ron for any kind of work.
I mean, all of these names sound like they're in some struggling boy band. Please yeah. welcome Junction, Socks and Ron.
Yeah, I'd be, that sounds good.
Simo and Jordan.
Ex-Ambassadors, Renegades, Snow FM, Simo, Jordan as well. 23 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. And do you like those Instagram and social media accounts of people's pets?
I've seen this.
Do you enjoy the fact that, you know, they set up the account as as the pet themselves? So it's like Tobias the tortoise, and he tells you about his day in the mornings or whatever.
I know, I like the ones, like a couple of my friends do this as well, and it's kind of really weird because they post pictures and like comments as if they were the dog or the pet in question.
Yeah, that's right.
As if they're trying to fool everyone to thinking that their poodle can like tweet or use Instagram. And it's like, mate, come on. If you gave a poodle an iPhone, he'd probably try and eat it.
Yeah, and they take on a life of their own, don't they, those accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes they can take over people. You know, it's like perfectly quiet, happy-go-lucky people, right? And then all of a sudden they start talking to their pets and then something else, you know, can happen to them. They have a different voice as well.
Also,
have you noticed this?
Well, it's similar to, you know, if someone's talking to a baby or something, they might
That's
do.
That's right, yeah.
They've got a dog voice and a baby voice and a normal voice.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing as what they're channeling into their social media.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2010, such a Facebook account was started for Max the dog.
Okay.
Okay, right. It was set up by animal lover Emily.
Okay.
All right. Emily starts it up in 2010, lets people, you know, keeps people updated with Max's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, life happens. She has kids, you know, the job, etc. And she forgets to keep updating Max's life.
Okay.
All right. As Max. So no one's seen Max for years on social media.
I mean, I'm slightly concerned about where this is going.
Yeah.
Because you said, so she set up this account in 2010 for her dog.
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago.
That's right.
The average lifespan of a dog is more than 10, but not a lot more.
Yeah. Well, Max is still kicking.
Okay, good.
Thank you for your concern.
Good.
However, she figured that she should probably log into the profile and let people know what Max has been up to.
So how long had it been between posts?
Oh, like 5 years?
Oh, that is a long time.
It's a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a time between, not beverages, bit of time between dog water bowls.
I hope she's given her dog water in 5 years.
Yeah, no, that's the case. The problem was that when she went to log in, couldn't remember the password.
Mm-hmm.
Then, obviously, the digital police messaged her and be like,
the Facebook police.
Yeah, and said, look, you're going to have to send us a copy of the user's driver's license and details of who they are in order to authenticate the account.
Okay.
Because obviously Max had a bit of a following.
I've seen an issue here.
Yep.
Which has arisen pretty much straight away.
That's right.
And it is, let's face it, the obvious one. Dogs do not have driver's licenses.
Hey, you do make a good point.
Thank you. I feel it was the obvious one, though.
So she's taken to Twitter and to the news for a bit of help with how to go about this.
Oh, so she's still locked out
That's
of,
right,
the,
yeah.
of the Facebook page.
They won't let her have access without a proper driver's license for Max.
Well, Max, you know what you got to do?
Learn to drive.
Get your old plates. You got to do, what, 80 hours or something like that, 15 at night, and then you can log back into Facebook.
Simo and Jordan.
Young Avril Lavigne there with the girlfriend, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you, 26 minutes en route to 10 o'clock.
And Simo, I want to take you now to the Netherlands.
I've been.
To Rotterdam specifically.
Oh, I have been.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, yes.
You may have seen this then. Police in Rotterdam, which is a town in the Netherlands.
Ah, yes.
Were called to reports of a loose camel.
Oh, hell.
Now, Simo, during your time in the Netherlands,
didn't spot a loose camel.
Did you see a chained up camel?
Was it? No, well, loose camel, so you mean loose as in he was previously, like, chained or leashed, as opposed to, like,
yes.
He wasn't a camel on the alcoholic beverages.
No.
Right, okay.
Not that term, not that form of loose, no.
Okay. Because they can store a lot of water in their humps. So if there's, they'd be drunk for days if they...
I don't know. I don't think that's how it works, but it could.
No, they're water. That's where they're stored.
Oh, no. Like, I get that. I know that they store water in their humps, but where they're... if it's alcohol, that's...
Just a smashed camel.
Just a smashed camel. I mean...
For days.
Let's face it, I've been to Amsterdam too. If ever there was a place,
yep,
that would be it.
Camel benders.
But no, it wasn't a camel that had been on the...
sauce.
Had been having some drinks. No, this was just a normal camel that was previously captured but had managed to escape. Or was it?
I wonder.
Because police were called to reports of a loose camel. When they turned up...
Yeah.
Not that kind of loose. Come on.
Sorry. Enjoyable.
Okay, so police were called to a camel that had escaped...
Yep.
And when they turned up, they couldn't see the camel anywhere.
Oh, hell.
Now, a camel is quite large.
Yeah.
And you would assume in the Netherlands, not necessarily where camels roam, it kind of sticks out.
Stealthy camel. But just follow the spit. A bit like Ron Weasley in Harry Potter, follow the spiders.
Oh, so you, I don't remember that bit in Harry Potter where Ron started spitting everywhere.
No, follow the spit.
Maybe that was a director's cut.
Because that's what camels do. They spit everywhere. So you should be able to... find a good trail.
Well, you should be able to, but police couldn't do that. Mainly because the person who had filed the report had made a bit of a mistake.
Oh, it's not a camel.
It wasn't a camel that they ended up finding, Simo. I'm going to pass you the picture here. It is in black and white. But what animal is that police officer with?
What the hell? It's an emu.
Yes.
You idiots. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, to be fair, camels, emus, not animals you associate with the Netherlands.
They're not even from the same place.
But yes, Simo, an emu was spotted going around Rotterdam. It had to be escaped. This emu, police officers went and managed to capture the emu in question and return the emu to its owner.
Yeah.
They tweeted a picture of it. I've got the translation here.
Oh, nice.
The police officer said, this morning a report that a camel was walking down the street. On the spot, it turned out to be an emu. Small difference, smiley face. The police officer were able to prevent the animal from walking further onto the busy public road and carefully drove it back to the owner. Now, carefully drove it back to the owner. Do you reckon the emu just got in the back of the police car?
gets to go for a ride?
I mean, if you're just driving along just and you pull up at the lights next to a police car in the Netherlands with an emu next to you... It's going to be quite surprising.
It'd be, interesting. They wouldn't be able to take another call out. Like, if there was a public disturbance down the
road. Bank robbery happening. It's like, guys.
I'm busy.
Let's do this first. And then we'll deal with that.
Who identified the emu as a camel? What was their name?
We don't know, because that was not released. No, it was just the person that made the report to the police said, there's a camel turned out to be an emu.
I just want
to
scratch their name from my pub quiz team, just because there's no way they're getting any points.
Do you have many people on your pub quiz team that are just random people from Rotterdam in the Netherlands?
Definitely not anymore.
Simo and Jordan.
Macklemore, that was Thrift Shop, Snow FM. Simo and Jordan, 13 minutes off of your 10 o'clock. And as the gift giver amongst us, Jordan.
Thank you.
Have you ever had one go askew or a bit awry?
What do you mean? Like, I've given the gift and the person hasn't seen perhaps the joke behind the gift and gets a bit unhappy? Is that what you mean?
Are you always joke gifts, like, exclusively?
A very large majority of my jokes are, like, gift jokes.
Okay, right. But as in, a lot of your presents are.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You've never had...
My presence is a joke.
You've never spotted them getting re-gifted the next year or potentially something that you actually thought was a good gift, maybe falling on deaf ears?
Not off the top of my head. Why?
Okay, right.
Have you re-gifted a gift that I've given you?
No. Do you do a lot of research?
No.
No.
Is this to do with gifts or just in general life?
No idea.
Maybe this is why I wasn't very good at university.
Do you do a lot of research for your gifting?
No. Do you have to? Are you meant to?
You'd want to. So, a retirement gift for a 64-year-old, what would you go for?
Oh.
What would you do?
Okay, can I find...
Going into retirement.
Can I find out more about this 64-year-old? Like, what job, what career? Was he a sports fan? Was he a she?
See, there you go. Now you're already doing a bit of research, aren't you?
I don't think that this is research. I think this is just finding out, knowing about the person that you're going to gift the gift to.
Well, what his mates got him was a ride in a jet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the jet, it was a $70 million fighter jet.
Okay.
Goes pretty quick.
Fighter jets, normally quite expensive.
Yep.
And normally quite quick.
So, as a retirement gift, what are you thinking?
I mean, It wasn't what I was going to get him. Mainly because, I mean, admittedly, I've never bought a present for someone to fly in a fighter jet, but I assume that's quite expensive.
Yeah, so this jet, comparatively, I think commercial flights, for instance, when it takes off, it's about a 10 to 15 degree angle,
mm-hmm.
right? This thing shoots up at 47 degrees.
Definitely want to make sure that your tray table's stowed away and your seat's in the upright position.
That's right. Yeah, there's no...
And your bag's in the overhead locker.
That's right. Yeah, the seatbelt light is on the entire time. But what ended up happening was it scared the crap out of him so much that he gripped his seat, right?
Okay.
And what he didn't realize was that that was actually part of a lever, which was the ejection mode.
Oh.
So at 60... whatever age he was, 64 years of age.
Yeah.
Up 45 degree angle, up to 2,000 feet, shot out of a high-speed aircraft. He's completely fine, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, good. I was going to check.
He landed in a nearby field. He crossed the border from where they took off from.
Yeah.
So he landed
I assume that they were flying near a border.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they're in Alice Springs in the middle of Australia or something and somehow managed to get to New Zealand. It's like, wow, you got you really went a long way.
Yeah, so no, he is completely fine.
So let's get this straight.
Scratches and stuff. But
so the plane was taking off.
Yep.
45 degree angle going upwards, about 2,000 feet, I think you
said. Right.
Above the earth.
Yes.
And
he panicked.
I can understand that maybe in that situation you would.
Yep.
And accidentally pulled the ejector seat.
That's
and he
right.
went flying up the top of the aeroplane and a parachute came out and he safely glided down to Earth. Is that what happened?
Yep, happy retirement.
I hope that... So wait, he wasn't flying the plane, so there was a pilot in front.
Hmm. Yeah, so
I hope the pilot worked out what happened.
So he lost.
It wasn't just like half an hour later talking to him on the radio. Gee, you're really quiet back there.
I lost something. What was that?
All of a sudden, this plane feels a lot lighter. Look, we can do more tumble turns.
But they've done an investigation, which is how they worked out what happened.
Okay.
But they said it was also really lucky that the pilot wasn't ejected at the same time.
Okay.
Because one seat typically controls both. Like, both would have been ejected, but there was a fault. So the pilot... just like,
oh, I see.
Lost the back seat and then it was like expecting to go, but it never happened.
Yeah.
I've got a quote here as well from the guy who was gripped with fear.
Okay.
Regarding his present, he said, "I've never expressed a desire to take part in a flight like this."
Understandable.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.